there's something awfully clever happening at your local Specsavers. It's called Digital Precision Eye Care. What's that, I hear you ask? Good question. It's the best thing to happen to eye care since, well, Specsavers. Search for expert eye care. Specsavers. Now the kids have both left for uni, I've got a bit more time on my hands. So this weekend I tried something fancy. Middle Eastern lamb. I toast spices to release the aromas, then add them to the paste. Once the meat caramelizes, it just falls off the bone. Feeling hungry yet? Being on our own might have some upsides. Food love stories. Brought to you by Tesco. We've travelled. Been there. Shared rum with the locals. That mountain was near impossible to climb. But we got to the top for sunrise. We've looked over the edge of the infinity pool into the valley below and floated above herds of elephants in a hot air balloon. We can tell you about it because we've travelled it. The Kaoni sale is now on. At Kaoni, our experience makes yours. This is the worst week of Johnny Tumble's life. He just learnt that the family goldfish, Gordon, had died. His brother accidentally dropped a cactus in the tank, spearing Gordon like a satay. And then he blocked the toilet, trying to flush Gordon away, which backed up the street's sewage and flooded John's house, which is now subsiding. The council declared a state of emergency and called the army, who brought helicopters. But now John's on his perfect holiday, booked through onthebeach.co.uk. So right now, he's thinking,
how do helicopters even work?
Everything's better on the beach. What if the world listened more? Maybe it could become a better place. Because when we really listen, we start to notice things. Things that don't sound quite bright. They might not seem obvious at first, but listen closely and they stand out like a sore plum. And the more we listen, the more we learn. Our ears help us find better solutions. And things can change from this to something a little more like this. The Honda Jazz is a hybrid. Honda, the power of dreams.